Okay, our friends. So today we are reading another Christmas story, and this one asks a very, very, very important question. One of the most important questions one can ask during this holiday season, and that is this. How does Santa go down the chimney? How? Legit question. This story was written by Mac Barnett. It's illustrated by John Clausen, and we have read several of their books before. So friends, if you don't have this one, you gotta go grab it because it's hysterical and it's got some excellent pictures. The art is just top notch. Of course, as always, we will link it in our Amazon affiliates. So you can pop in there to Amazon and you can get this book and then you can follow along with us. And be like, you know what? Yes, this is an excellent holiday book. So let's get right down to it. Today's story is read by Mommy and Munchie. Munchie?
Munchie.
You Munchie.
Hungry.
Oh, that's so true. That is so true. You are Munchie and you are hungry. Well, Munchie, try not. Munchie, try not to eat everything while you listen to the story, okay? All right.
Munch.
Okay, here we go. How does he do it? How does it work? Does he cinch up his belt? Do you know what it means to cinch something? To tighten it, right? To make his waist seem smaller than what it really is?
Mm-hmm.
Does he cinch up his belt? Or shrink himself down to the size of a mouse? Does Santa have supersizing powers and can he change the size of his body? I don't know. Or stretch out like taffy and step in one leg at a time. Like Mr. Fantastic, stretch himself, or Elastigirl. Maybe Santa can turn into fire. But probably not. Could he turn himself into fire? What do you think?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. Does he go head first? Or feet first? Or neither? And he just sticks his tummy in there. I don't know. Does Santa ever get stuck partway down and then need one of the reindeer to give him a kick?
And a boo.
Yeah, can you imagine? Chimneys have soot. So does his suit get real sooty? Because chimneys have soot. You would imagine black smears and stuff all over him, right?
Or does Santa just go through the front door and it's just a minute he goes through this?
You think he goes through the front door? Well, let's see. If he goes through the chimney and he gets all sooty, then the next question is, and then does Santa do laundry before he goes to the next house? Can you imagine Santa Claus using your washer and dryer to clean his suit before he can go to the next house? He would have to wash his suit at every house he goes to. That's a lot of laundering. His clothes would just be ruined, wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have a chimney, what happens then? Oh, maybe you're right about that front door situation. Let's see. Maybe Santa knows about the key under the flower pot, even though nobody is ever, ever supposed to mention the key under the flower pot. So how would he find out about that? Or some people put their keys like under their mat or in like a hidden rock or something. Does he flatten himself and slide under your door?
Or does he become watered?
Or does he slip through the pipes and come out of your faucet?
Okay, the faucet thing's just...
That's just silly, right? Oh my goodness. And if you've got a mail slot, I bet Santa folds up like a letter and has a reindeer pop him through. And I bet the stamp on Santa is one of those Santa stamps, too. And then when he gets inside, he can unfold himself and do what he needs to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dogs must like Santa very much, or else they'd bark. He probably carries treats in his pocket and knows just where every dog likes to be scratched. And he tells them they're good and whispers their names, which he knows without even having to look at their collars. I bet he lets them give him kisses right on his beard, if they're the kind of dogs that like to lick. Have you ever met a dog that doesn't like to lick, though?
Mm-mm.
Does Santa see in the dark? Does he wear night vision goggles that make everything green? I bet he'd like that. Because Santa likes green. Or heat vision goggles. Because he might like red better. Wait a minute, I've got an idea. What if he has one set to look at the room that is like night vision goggles so that he can see both red and green? Like one lens is red and one lens is green. It's Santa vision, right? Someone needs to write about that.
And the goggles, yeah. Main color is white.
White. And they're furry. Oh, too far? Okay. Should we leave out carrots and not cookies on Christmas Eve since they're good for his eyesight? I mean, he is kind of an old man, right? No, the twinkling lights on the tree make enough light for Santa to see. Tiptoeing past chairs without bumping his knee to leave a present or two or three and get a kiss from the dog, if it's a dog that licks, and to take a cookie or two or three and then leave. Santa goes up the chimney the same way he comes down. And I have no idea how Santa does that.
I know.
But I'm so glad that he does. What do you think? What's your solution? The Ender Pearl from Minecraft?
Ender.
Oh my goodness. You know what? That might be the
Ender Pearl.
That might be the best one I've heard yet.
Grab the Ender Pearl. Throw it down the chimney.
Do you know, I was thinking maybe he comes through like a closet door, like it's Narnia, right? Like he goes into a door in the North Pole.
No.
Or, you know.
No.
Okay. But what if he... Uh-huh.
Some people might not know. He going too far.
Is it too far? Okay, well... In case they do know what Narnia is, maybe. Or how about this? Remember in Monsters, Inc., when they travel through closet doors? Right? And, like, there's Monstropolis, and you open the door, and, like, then you're in Boo's bedroom?
Maybe sure, fine. That'll be fine.
Maybe Santa. Oh, my gosh. What if Santa was a monster in Monstropolis this whole time, and we didn't know it because he like really loves children and is like Sully, you know, and he's like,
no.
I'm just gonna take to no. There's so much to think about. We'll have to think about this one all night, but for now we should say the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.